The Milwaukee Common Council has delayed a vote on whether to allow Strauss Brands of Franklin to build a slaughterhouse at Century City. That's the former Tower Automotive property that the city has been redeveloping on the north side. The project is expected to create up to 500 jobs. But the council on Tuesday sent the issue back to committee so aldermen can gather more public input. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the audience was packed with people opposed to the development.
About 30 opponents gathered outside the council chambers before the meeting even began. Some carried signs that read, "Stop the Slaughter" and "Slaughterhouses Harm Communities." Wanda Terry lives near the site of the proposed meat processing plant. She says she was shocked when she first heard Tuesday morning that the operation was coming to her neighborhood. Terry says she's worked in deplorable conditions before and thinks meat processing jobs would have a harmful effect on workers and the area. She says she worked at a tannery on the east side.
And I was just totally sick. You know, you can't eat. Your stomach is shaky. It's nasty. It's dirty. It's germy. It's everything. And so, you know, you're talking about the blood. I don't know where they're going to put the blood at, but have you ever seen a blood pond? Go to Mississippi and check out Tyson. It's terrible.
Under the agreement, the city would sell 20 acres of land for a dollar to Strauss Brands. In exchange, the company would build a $60 million meat processing plant in the Century City Business Park near 30th and West Capitol Drive. The city would also provide up to $4.5 million if the company creates 500 jobs. Strauss officials have said they plan to process about 500 live animals per day at the plant. Another person opposed is Balaji Venkatesan.
This is the worst jobs for the community. There is environmental impacts. There is highest rates of PTSD with workers, highest injuries with workers. Crime rates grow up, property values go down, nobody wants to come to the neighborhood.
Venkatesan called for sustainable or green energy jobs to come to Century City instead of the meat processing jobs. The Common Council took up the item soon after the meeting was called to order. Alderman Bob Bauman says he was surprised to see the item on the Zoning and Neighborhoods Committee agenda last week. Bauman was one of five panel members who voted unanimously to pass the item out of committee and bring it to the full council. But he says he has reservations. He thinks the public hasn't had a chance to fully vet the project, especially with nobody at the meeting in favor or opposed.
And in the course of the transaction, the company basically acknowledged in response to a question by me that they were indeed proposing a slaughterhouse. And I thought, wow, everybody's okay with that?
Bauman says there's a stigma attached to projects such as this one, and it concerns him that such enterprises have historically been located in neighborhoods of color. With that, he motioned for the proposal to be sent back to committee. The vote was unanimous, but first, Alderman Khalif Rainey, whose district covers the proposed operation, gave an impassioned plea in support of the project.
At the end of the day, this is $14 to $17 an hour. These are 500 jobs in an area that was once known for employing black people here in the city of Milwaukee. What we're trying to do is create opportunity for people. Right now we're talking about the scourge of violence in our city, right? How do we rid our community of that? What's the remedy for that? That's a good family-paying job.
Then Rainey addressed the audience in the council chambers.
Do black lives matter? Do black lives matter? Or do we have to take... There's more deference given to the life of livestock than it is to the black people here in this city of Milwaukee and the opportunity to pay for a living for their family,
point
right?
Order, Mr. Okay.
We back to the same question.
So this is, I'm going to have to clear the gallery.
After Council President Ashanti Hamilton called for order, things settled down. Alderman Rainey chairs the Zoning and Neighborhoods Committee. Its next meeting is scheduled for later this month. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.